So what is the History Mystery all about?
The History Mystery is a musical time travel adventure. It's about three kids, modern day middle school kids, who don't like studying history because it's all about memorizing names and dates and things that happened in the past that they don't think is relevant to their life at all. And one other character, whose name is Steven, who's sort of a nerd kind of kid, but a smart kid, suggests that they imagine what it would be like to imagine these people that they're supposed to learn about when they were kids and what that was like. And so they say, imagine, and they travel back in time and meet different characters. And they travel to three different places, and each of these main characters, Tony, Marty, and Jenny, meet different characters from the past. They meet Ben Franklin. Marty meets Ben Franklin. Tony meets the Wright brothers, and Jenny meets Laura Ingalls. And they meet these characters as children, what they would imagine them to be like. And so Ben Franklin didn't really fly a kite when he was 10 years old trying to discover electricity, but we have him doing that because that's what's going on in the imagination of the characters. One of the characters says, oh, let's imagine what it would be like to travel to this place with Marty and Jenny. And so all three of them end up in New York City in 1895 and see a march of women suffragettes marching for women's right to vote. And then Marty says, well, I never thought about this, but when I think about history, I think about, and they go to Atlanta, Georgia in 1938, and they just see kids playing on a playground. But on one side, there's a fence in the middle, and on one side, these kids are playing, and they're all black kids, and on the other side, they're all white kids. And it's like, well, why is it like this? And he starts talking to one of the kids. This isn't fair and isn't right. And he learns then that it's Martin Luther King Jr. And then they go to 1963 in D.C. and they get to see Martin Luther King Jr. as an adult making a speech. And we don't have the actual speech. We actually have a song taking the place of that speech.
Wow.
And then they finally go to California in 1942 and they're at sort of dance in the gym, a swing dance. And they're like, well, why are we here? What could be going on here? And Jenny says, well, I was imagining, my grandmother who told me about the time she had it. And so she sees her grandmother and helps influence. And every place they go, they really are seeing people fighting for freedoms, for individual freedoms and freedoms for a group of people, and how this country has changed over the course of time and how people just like you and me can change history. So it's not, I know the title of the show is The History Mystery, and it's like, well, what's the mystery? Is it a mystery? It's not like a detective show mystery. The mystery is that learning about history can be fun, can be exciting, and does relate to who you are. And by understanding what's happened in the past and who these people are, we can understand how we can make a difference in our lives right now and in the world that we're living in.
Okay, what was the inspiration behind this production? I mean, because this is kind of, this is your baby, you're the creator, the director, how did this all come about?
Well, originally it was written in, we first produced it in 1995, and it was very different. I always liked imagining different things about different characters in the past, and wanted to do something that made it seem more fun, because I think learning can be fun, and I think a lot of times what happens in schools, especially right now, there's so much of an importance placed on, learning how to take a test, learning for the test. It's all about getting a good grade rather than the excitement of just learning, because learning can help you understand who you are and what the world is like. So I think I can't remember way back to 1994. we started it probably in 91 or 92. But it's about the fun of that. And it's a musical. It's very fun. It's for you know, audiences from 3 to, you know, over 100 people of all different ages enjoy it. This production that we're doing right now is actually very different from the first one we did. And it's even different than the one we did about 8 years ago, I think. And, I mean, what's interesting about Ta-Da You Theater is at Ta-Da, our audiences change a lot because our audiences are kids. And so, you know, you come, you know, 3 to 10, 11, 12, you're coming, and then you're going somewhere else. And then we always have new people because kids are always growing up and more kids are being born. And so we can revive a show and actually do it the same way as it was done 10 years ago, and it would be a new audience. But as a director, as a creative person, it's also fun to actually do a revival and change it and make it, you know, more relevant. And one of the things that I started exploring last year when I wrote a show called Odd Day Rain, which we did at Ta-Da last year, it was about technology, and we used projections, we used video, and we had live feed, and we were doing a lot of things with different media on stage, and that was something that I thought, well, that could be really great to use with the History Mystery, because our audience doesn't necessarily know what it was like to live in 1895. And so we've added video and projections to this production, and trying to just sort of give the audience a feel of what was the world like at these different times, as well as using projections to actually be the set at times. So when we are seeing Laura Ingalls, you know, on the prairie, and we're also seeing Ben Franklin flying a kite in Boston, we can do that on our stage, and our stage is only about 30 feet by 24 feet. And we have a very, you know, we have a low ceiling, but we're able to show many different things by using projections. And I also think, you know, I have a daughter, and I know that watching TV and watching things on the computer, but is very much a part of their life. It's always what they want to be doing. Mm-hmm. And so adding that to the live theater experience, I think is fun. And I think it really helps bring those kids into this other place that we're going.
Okay. Considering that, what would you like the typical audience to get out of this play? What do you want them to feel by the end of it?
I always want an audience to just have fun and feel excited about seeing, especially here, you know, they're seeing their peers on stage, they're seeing kids perform. You know, that's why Ta-Da is called a youth theater as opposed to a children's theater, because the actors are kids. So it's, I like what's made me even partly start Ta-Da when I originally founded it was, I didn't want kids to have to wait till they grow up to try things that they like to do. I respect kids, and I think they should be given an opportunity to show their talent and feel creative and feel positive about who they are. So one of the things I like for our audience is to come and think, oh, I could do that too. That looks like fun. I don't have to wait till I'm grown up. And they're talented kids, and they're just regular New York City kids, just like me. The other thing is I think it's very important that our shows are fun for the adults that come with their children. And I think it is, and it's exciting. They're very professionally done productions. The choreography by Joanna Greer is amazing. Jim Collarin's musical direction is wonderful. And our designers are very talented people. And Steve O'Shea, who is our resident set and lighting designer, really does some amazing things. And actually, another fun thing about the History Mystery is the projection video designer for this show, his name is Norman Franklin. He was an ensemble member in Ta-Da when he was a child. And now he's graduated from college and is going to be a filmmaker and is coming back and helping us out in this way. And I love when our kids grow up and come and do other things. And some of our ensemble members who are the actors in the show also work backstage and things that they're interested in. So it's that feeling of I can be a part of the theater too, and it's made for me is what I want the audience to get out of it. Specifically, what I'd like them to get out of the History Mystery is the how can you learn? How can you make learning fun? And how can you think about things differently? Even if that's not the way it's being taught to you, how can you find ways to learn things that make it interesting to you? Because I think we all can learn, and we all continue to learn even as we grow up. And, you know, reading is important to do that. And I think going to the theater, it lets you think in a different way, and that's important to me. At IU Theater is more than a theater. We also have an huge education department, and we do classes in schools, after school, and here at our theater. And we start with kids as young as like 2.5, and we go through high school in schools. And here on site, we have classes through 13, and we have camps every school break and all summer long. So even if it's kids who want to try it but don't necessarily want to have to perform in a show but want to do it for a week, there's a way to explore musical theater at Tada.